Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show. I'm Sally Barker. Each week I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise with us. Joining me on the show today is Cathy Smith from Catco Enterprises. How are you, Cathy?
I'm very well, thank you, Sally.
Now, we're talking about websites and websites that work and our friend Dr. Google.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what do we need to know?
Okay, so the first thing you need to know about websites is that you have to play the Google game, which is what I affectionately call being found on Google. So you've got to balance that with making sure that you deliver what your customers would like as well. So in one hand, you need to be helping Google to find you so that your customers can find you. But on the other hand, you don't want to be too Google orientated, otherwise people aren't going to actually resonate with your site or convert on your site, mm-hmm. because it will just be too technical and they'll take one look and go, no, that's not where I want to be, and straight back out again. So you need to be able to be found, but you need to have relevant information for the customers that you are looking for.
So how do you know what your customer wants in terms of website?
Okay, so the first thing to do is actually ask them. So ask your best customer what they would like to find on a website. Ask people around, do a survey, have a look at some of your competitors' websites and see. But remember to look at that from a customer's point of view, not necessarily your own point of view.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because what it might actually look nice and what you're after might not be functional for your ideal customer.
Absolutely. And also remember that you're going to think about jargon, whereas the customer's not always going to know to ask about that plumbing piece by its correct name. They're going to ask for something that unblocks my toilet in this situation. So remember to think about that when you're doing your website and your blogging, because what you can do then is answer that question, where do I find an XYZ to unblock my toilet, if that's the common question you're being asked.
Yeah, where do I find that small white thingamy thing that goes in that thing in the sink? Yes, exactly.
That doohickey.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, why is it important to be found by Google?
So that your customers can find you. You can have the best looking website in the world, but if nobody can find you, you're buried on page 3 or 4 or 5, then your website is just going to be a fancy brochure that nobody's going to find. Mm-hmm. So by playing the Google game, you can be on page 1 and you can actually be found by customers. People that don't know you, and increase your customer base, because generally your greatest customer will know who you are, so they'll look up your name. But of course we need to be increasing customers all the time, getting new customers, so that's where you need to be on page 1 on Google.
So talk to us about the Google game.
Okay, so the Google game is being found. So the first thing you need to do is have a nicely built website with some back end behind it. So information that Google can use to find you. So on each of your web pages except for your home page, you just need to focus on one particular topic. So if you're childcare, for instance, you might be focusing on after school care. So that's what that whole page is about. Don't mix your messages and put lots of different things on it, because you're going to confuse your customer and you're going to confuse Google, so they won't be able to find you. And remember to tell people about your website. So offline, anywhere you've got a business card, letterhead, any kind of stationery, if you're sending out press release ads or anything, make sure you put your URL, your Google name, your website address actually on that as well.
Does it make a difference to your ranking if someone has searched a certain keyword or they've actually put your URL in?
Definitely searching keywords is better for your Google ranking, because what Google will say is, we've given a search and that person has gone to your website to look, so that's a good result. Because remember, at the end of the day, Google is a business as well. So they want to serve up a good result to their customer so that they'll keep coming back. If they go to 3 or 4 search results and don't get what they're looking at, they're going to bounce out and then they're going to get annoyed. And then they might even look at a different search engine, which is not good for Google's business. So definitely, if you're searching for something, and ask your customers to put in your keyword, rather than just your URL, which is your name, your Google name of your website. That still helps, but certainly keywords is better for your rankings.
So Google's the algorithm is constantly changing. How do we keep on top of that?
Okay, Google has many algorithms, many hundreds of algorithms. So the best thing to keep on top of that is regular content. So blogging is a great way to increase your content. So answer your customers' questions and make sure that you've got something relevant going out. Preferably once a week. If you can't do that, definitely once a month. And get people to come and look at your website as well. So competitions and giveaways, things like that, to get people to actually come back to your website over and over, that will help Google to say that for that particular keyword, that kind of idea, that information on your page, lots of people are looking at your website. So therefore, it's got to be a good one, and that will increase your rankings.
So if you had an idea for a competition to attract people to your website, how would you run that?
Okay, so you could run it in social media. You could run it as a Facebook ad. Mm-hmm. If you have a bricks and mortar shop, you could run it in a shop. Great ways is to partner up with somebody. So you might have a leaflet in a coffee shop. If somebody fills in that leaflet, you'll buy them a coffee. So you partner up with a coffee shop and you give them the price of 100 coffees, for instance, mm-hmm. and that's 100 new leads that you may not have got anywhere else. Therefore, they go to your website. That's traffic coming in. Once again, increases your rankings.
That's a fabulous idea. Not many people would have thought of that one.
Well, that's what it's sometimes about, is thinking outside the box. Yeah. And I've been in business 16 years and been building websites for about the last 10. Mm. So we've got a whole breadth of knowledge on different things to do, to think outside the box and be a bit different to your competitors.
Well, on a previous episode, we were talking about cutting costs in these hard financial times. And one of the first things that goes is the advertising budget and the money that is spent on things like the website and so forth. So that little tip you've given us there is a great one in terms of getting leads into the business without having to compromise on your advertising.
Absolutely. And it's a relatively cheap way to do it. If you think about a coffee being, say, $4.50, so a $4.50 lead, so that's only going to cost you $450. You might only do 50 of them, not 100. Mm. And they're local people. And those people are targeted because they're not going to fill out that competition if they're not interested in your services.
Mm. And then in turn, that helps with your Google ranking.
Absolutely. And it's a cheap way to advertise. And the thing, when people cut costs and cut their advertising, then if nobody knows you're there, how can you increase your business?
Mm, exactly. And then we fall into, you know, some other traps. So tell us, if we're not familiar with the Google game, what's the first thing we need to do to start to play?
Okay, the first thing is to have a well-built website so that not only does it look really nice, but that you've got some content behind it. So you've got one idea per page. Mm. So everything about that page is on the same kind of keyword. So like the instance before, we were talking about after school care. So words that match that. So you're talking about drop-off times, you're talking about pick-up times, you're talking about the age of children that would be for there. But you wouldn't then start talking about babies, because obviously babies don't go to school, so it's not an after-school situation. Mm. So just make sure that it's all relevant. Make sure that you're advertising your website anywhere you can, whether that be free or paid. So anything that's offline, if you've got car signage, put it on your car, anything like that where you can get people to draw in, so that's bringing traffic. And then directories are another great way to do it. So if you're a builder, be part of the Master Builders or your local Chamber of Commerce. If you're a volunteer at a school, ask them if you can put it in the school newsletter. Any of those kind of offline things will also help bring traffic to your website that will help with your Google game.
Now, the first thing you said was make sure you have a good quality website. How do you know if you're getting a good quality website if you really have no idea?
Okay, so there's a few ways that you can know. One is that you actually have your own domain name. So if you've gone onto a free site and you can only get your name plus their name on the domain, Google's not going to like that. So that's not going to be quality. If your website only has one page, it has a brilliant home page but nothing else, Google's going to find that very difficult to rank as well, because it's just a single page brochure basically. So that's not going to be quality. You need to be looking at your images. Make sure that they're nice and clear and crisp. make sure that your text makes sense, your keywords are in there, but not too many, so that people can actually read the paragraph and it not be keyword, 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 keyword.
Yeah, we've had a lot of that keyword stuffing recently, you know, and there's, you know, make sure there's so many, and you know, in this one sentence, and you know, when you read it, the sentence doesn't make sense, but it's sure got those keywords there.
Yes, and that's actually a detriment now. Google will penalise you for that, because it's all about user experience as well, which is another thing that you need to make sure that your website comes up on mobile. If it takes more than 3 seconds to load, we're busy, we're quick. The millennials certainly won't hang around for 5 or 6 seconds for it to load. So your main thing is clear, crisp message, content, and mobile responsive.
Okay, so how do we find a decent designer?
First of all, chat to them, have a look at their work. So if they've got a profile on their actual website, have a look at their own websites. Web designers, unfortunately, are like any other trade. They're notorious for having bad stuff themselves.
Yes.
But that's an image of their work. If they've got other work on their websites, like profiles, have a look at that, see what you like, and then ring them up and have a chat. And if you find that they're somebody you can't talk to, or they just throw you a price and don't want to give you the time of the day, probably not for you. There's lots and lots, so keep on looking. And somebody with a bit of track record who's been around for a while, not just a fly-by-nighter.
There is quite a difference in price for websites.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are just starting out and you are, you know, maybe a one-man band or a very small business, do you need to go the whole hog and spend a, you know, to have it built from the ground up?
Yes and no. There's lots of templated websites that you can get that can build very nice looking websites. Stay away from the free sites, because even though that sounds like a really good way to do it, one, it's either going to be very expensive in time for you, and secondly, they're very hard to rank on Google. So you'll end up with the most beautifully designed website that nobody will ever find. So if you're looking at having a budget, set the budget and tell the designer what your budget might be. You could probably start with, say, 4 or 5 pages and then build on. Don't expect to go and do a whole shop and everything on a very small budget, because you're going to end up with a mini with broken doors.
Yeah.
So build into it. So start with something that you can build. WordPress is one of the best ways to do it, because it's universal now, worldwide, and it's modular, so you can have it built on. So basically get the best you can afford at the time, and think about that as a long-term strategy.
So you can start out relatively small with the basics, with the view to build on that.
Yes,
when you've got some more.
Absolutely. But make sure you have got some really good content. And once again, with WordPress, is then you could personally run your own blog page, and then that's going to increase the content. It's also going to give Google more to look at, to search for, and therefore bring in traffic.
Is it important to include video now?
Absolutely. But quality, quality video. If your video's not going to be quite as high quality, then put it onto your Facebook, and you can, especially with WordPress, you can get a Facebook plugin which will put your live stream on the bottom of your website. So therefore, that's another way that people can come either to Facebook or via Facebook, and that's another way to bring in traffic. But it'll also show your videos. And then that way, if you haven't got quite the quality, you're still giving it a good user experience.
And how popular are having podcasts included on your website now?
I would say if you're just starting out, that would be your next step. So start with your website and go to your podcast a second. If you've already set your website up and you've got a bit more of a budget, then podcast is a perfect way to go, because people like to deal with people that they know, like, and trust. And a podcast breaks that down really quickly. So you can hear the person, you can know if they're stuttering, if they're not giving you the correct information. So you get to feel like you actually know them. So before you've even done business with them or talked to them, then, yeah, actually, I know you, Sally. You sound great.
Exactly. And we are all people. We do stutter sometimes, and sometimes we don't know what to say. So it's a great way to get to know them.
Yes.
All right. Well, wonderful. That's fabulous information. Thank you so much for joining us on Businesswomen Australia's radio show. Cathy Smith from Catco Enterprises, proud station sponsor.
Thank you very much.